是 leader， 但是耶稣呢，却是一个常常人问主啊，你是谁
？But for Jesus, many times people ask, "Who are you, Lord?"
这一个问题一直到现在还是争论不休。
Even until today, it is being debated.
当日主耶稣在地上的时候
，When Jesus was on earth,
犹太人对于这个问题有许多不同的答案。
The Jews had many answers to this particular question.
有人说他是木匠的儿子。
Some said he is the son of a carpenter.
有人说他是诱惑人的。
Some say he is one who is trying to tempt people.
有的人说他是拉撒勒人耶稣，就是乡下人耶稣。
Some say he is just a country folk, someone from Nazareth.
那么尼哥底母说，他是从神那里来做师傅的。
Nicodemus said he is from God to be a teacher.
啊，今天人对于耶稣也有许多不同的答案。
And today, many people have different answers to the same question.
有人说他是历史上的伟人。
Some say he is a great figure of history.
他是个圣人。
He is a holy man.
是个宗教家。
He is a religious leader.
耶和华见证人说他是先知，啊，天使里面那个最大的天使。
The Jehovah Witness say he is the greatest of all angels.
那但是没有一个啊人能够啊给啊那个新世界的人没有一个正确的答案。
But these questions, these answers are not the correct.
为什么呢？因为这是个最深奥的问题。
This is indeed a very deep question.
是按照圣经告诉我们是一个最严重的问题。
And according to scriptures, this is a most serious question.
决定个人、家庭、整个人类历史命运的一个问题。
It determines the whole fate of individuals, families, and society.
这个问题只有神能够给我们清楚的答案。
Only God Himself can give us a satisfactory answer.
我们感谢神，这个问题是神最愿意给我们解决的一个问题。
But we thank God He is most willing to answer the question for us.
因此，在圣经里面就是有一个中心的题目要给我们解决这个问题。
And there is a central theme in the Bible answering this question.
一个认识耶稣的人
，one who truly knows Jesus.
也就是一个最愿意把这个问题的答案告诉人的一个人。
Is most willing to give the answer to this question.
因此，保罗认识这个问题之后，他一生就是要向人传达这个问题。
So after Paul knew about the answer, he spent his life trying to answer this for others.
他一生他说不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督。
He said, "I know of nothing else but Jesus."
那今天我们来从另外圣经里头的一卷书来看这个问题的答案。
Today we want to look at the answer to this question from another passage.
我们一起来读希伯来书第一章第一节到第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to verse
3. 希伯来书第一章第一节到第三节。
The book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3. 在中文圣经313
页。
If you have the standard Bible, it's on page 313.
我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
神既在古时，借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为成就万万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。常用他全能的命运托住万民，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至上大边右边。这个希伯来书的作者介绍耶稣是谁呢？
How does the author of the book of Hebrews introduce Jesus?
那他这里很清楚地说，这一位耶稣是神的儿子。
It's very clearly here stated that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是他讲到这个神的儿子的时候，从三个角度来介绍他。
But he introduced the sonhood of God, of Jesus, in three different angles.
第一，就是从他与神的关系来介绍。
First, we were introduced to the relation between the Son and the Father.
他这一位神的儿子是神最大的启示。
也是最后的启示。
The Son is the greatest and last revelation from the Father.
那就是第一节和第二节开始所说的。
You can see that it's in verse 1 and the beginning portions of verse 2.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
那这一位神的儿子跟神的第二个关系是什么呢？
What is the second relation between the Son and the Father?
就是第三节所说的。
You can see this in verse 3.
那他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
The Son is the radiance of God's glory.
第三个关系就是他是神本体的真相。
And the third relation is that he is the exact representation.
所以这三点就是论到神的儿子跟神这个关系三方面的介绍。
So we can see the relation between the Son and the Father can be shown in three different ways.
那么第二，它就是这一位神的儿子与万物的关系也有三方面。
But then we also see three angles between the relationship of the Son and the creation.
第一就是第二节所说的，他承受万有。
Verse 2, we were told he is appointed heir of all things.
那第三，后面又说他创造万有。
It was told that he made the universe.
第三节就是说他投注万有。
And here we see in verse 3, he also sustains all things.
那么第三个角度是什么呢？跟人的关系。
And thirdly, we see his relationship with man.
这一位神最大的启示，最后的启示，神荣耀发的光辉，本体的真相，这一位他洗净了人的罪。
The greatest and last revelation of God, the radiance of God's glory, washed the sins of man.
我个人觉得这三节圣经非常宝贝。
I personally feel these three are precious verses.
对于主耶稣基督的介绍是相当的全面。
It is a very complete introduction to Jesus.
那如果从这个内容来看呢，我今天的题目就是至尊无比的耶稣基督。
If you look at the context here, then my theme for today is the most glorified Lord.
那现在我先首先的解释一下什么叫做神的儿子。
First, I'd like to expound on the meaning of the Son of God.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你最初听见这一个俗语的时候，你会不会觉得很奇怪？
Do you feel a strange reaction when you first heard the term Son of God?
怎么神还有儿子呢？
How is it that God has a son?
那神的太太又是谁呢？
Then who is God's wife?
他有没有孙子呢？
Does he have grandchildren?
我们虽然很怪啊，不敢问。
Although we feel this question, we dare not ask.
因为怕问了以后得罪神。
Because we feel if we ask this question, we may offend God.
所以我们就听牧师说啊，什么讲就怎么信就是了。
So whatever the pastor say, you say, oh, I believe that.
但是在我内心里面对于这个问题。这个名词啊，有很多奇奇怪怪的思想。
But it deep in your heart, you contain all these strange questions.
我觉得这种思想好像是很合情合理的。
You feel that these are reasonable questions.
这个大概这个耶稣啊是比神啊小一点，所以叫儿子。
Maybe Jesus is smaller than God, so he is the son.
讲地位呢，他一定低一点，所以叫儿子。
Perhaps the position of Jesus is slightly lower than that of God.
从时间来说呢，大概晚一点，所以叫儿子。
Perhaps in the course of time he comes later.
这一些的思想很危险。
These are dangerous thoughts.
你知道，这个耶和华见证人的错误就从这里来了。
This is the start, for example, of the Jehovah Witness.
我们一定要从圣经里头来了解所谓神儿子是什么意思。
We need to come back to the Bible to understand the meaning.
那我们首先来看一首圣经。
Let us turn to our Bible.
请看约翰福音第五章十七节和十八节。
The Gospel of John chapter 5 verses 17 and 18.
约翰福音五章 17节和18节 我们一起来念
Gospel of John chapter 5 verse 17 and 18 we will read this together
我们一起来念来耶稣对他们说我父做事直到如今我也做事所以犹太人越发想要杀他因他不但犯了安息日并且称神是他的父将自己一坨尘当作平等
你看见犹太人对于这个名词的看法跟我们不大一样
Perhaps you will see here that the Jewish connotation of sonhood is slightly different from ours
当耶稣 claim 他自己是神儿子的时候
When Jesus proclaimed that he is the son of God
那么犹太人就觉得他把他自己当作神
The Jews' understanding is that he puts himself equal to God
所以这个没有大小先后高低的分别的
So there is really no notion of timing or position here.
所以这里你就一定要确定这个观念，所谓神的儿子是与神同等的一个名词。
So you should be clear on this point. The Son of God is equal to God.
凡是把耶稣比神小一点的那一种理论，都是异端。
Any theory that puts Jesus lower than God is heresy.
那么所以神儿子的意思是什么呢
Then what is the meaning of the Son of God?
第二个意思就是他是承受万有的
The second meaning from Hebrew says that he is the heir of all things
啊这个 yeah, 上帝三位一体的第二位他是承受万有的
So suddenly we are introduced to this notion that Jesus is going to be the heir of all things
你看这一个约翰福音3:35
John chapter 3 verse 25
约翰福音3:35我们再一起来念
John Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 35 I'm sorry
我们一起念
父爱子也将万有交在他手里
所以这个子的意思就是三位一体的第二位他是承受万有的
So we see here the Son, which is the second in the Trinity, has received everything from God's hand.
第三个意思是什么呢
What is the third meaning here?
就是约翰福音第1:18所说的。
We can see this from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18.
从来没有人看见神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But only the Son has made him known.
所以这是神儿子的意思就三位一体神里面第二位把神的真相显明出来的
So we see that the second in the Trinity the Son made God known to us
就好像我们这个一个父母的形象由儿女表达出来是一样的意思
We can understand this as the children expressing the appearance of the parents
那第四个意思是什么呢
The fourth meaning,
那就是生命的种子。
He is the seed of life.
啊，我们看一看这个约翰一书3:9。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3 verse 9.
我们一起来念约翰一书3:9。
Let us read together. 1 John chapter 3 verse 9.
我们一起来念。
凡从神生的就不犯罪因为神的道在他心里他也不能犯罪因为他是由神生的
请注意这个道字原文做种子的意思种子
In verse 9 English says No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him
那种子有什么作用呢
What is the function of the seed?
种子的作用就是繁殖生命的。
And that is the germination of life.
所以神愿意把他的生命给人。
God is happy to give his life to us.
第二位就是有这样的功能啊，他把神的生命赐给一些接受的人。
And the second in the Trinity, the Son can give us the life of God.
所以主耶稣说，人有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So Jesus said, when one has the Son of God, one has life.
那讲到这个地方，我们就一定会想到，那么为什么叫他是神的儿子呢？
Then perhaps you will be more puzzled. Why then should we call him the Son of God?
什么是三位一体呢？
You will ask, what is the meaning of the Trinity?
那这个当然一讲到神的儿子，我们就会联想到三位一体在圣经里面的教训。
Then we will think about all the scriptural teachings on the Trinity.
这是在圣经里面没有文明的记载，但是是在整个的圣经的教训里面隐藏着。
This teaching of the triune God is present throughout the Bible.
那我们如果了解圣经，一读到创世纪，就有这样的一个问题产生。
Even when you start reading the very first book in the book of Genesis, the question arises.
当神造创造人的时候
，When God was creating man,
在一章二十六节创世纪这样记载
，In chapter 1 verse 26,
这里说啊，神说我们要造作我们的形象，我们的样式造人。
There God said, "Let us."Create man in our image.
你看，是一个神，但是有多数的内容在里头。
It is one God, and yes, it is plural.
那这个到底几个呢？那就是里头有三个位格，但是是一个神。
So we see this three personhoods, and yet one God.
那虽然是三个位格啊，却是一个神。
Three personhoods and yet only one God.
这样的道理在旧约圣经里面经常的出现。
This kind of teaching appears many times in the Old Testament.
为了时间的关系，我稍微的引证另外一处。
Because of time, I will only choose one portion of the scriptures.
在以赛亚书第六章
，The Book of Isaiah, Chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章八百十六页。
Isaiah Chapter 6,
第六章第八节
，Verse 8.
我们再一起来念。
Let us read together.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。在这里，神在讲话。
Here God is speaking.
那最初是一个单数字的我。
First is a singular tense.
是我可以差遣谁呢
？Whom shall I send?
但下面一句话呢，就变成多数字的我们。
But then we see a plural.
Now,
who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢
？Who will go for us?
所以你看见是一个，又是多过，是多过又是一个。
So you see one, but many, many, but one.
那么到了新约里头呢，我们就看清楚到底几个呢？是三个。
In the New Testament, we know that the many is three.
马太福音二十八章十九节那里这么说。
Matthew chapter 28.
所以你们去使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
请注意啊，这里啊是要圣父、圣子、圣灵。
So you see the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
但是这个名却是个单数字，不是个多数字。
But then it is in a name.Singular tense name.
这里不是说 names 是一个单数字的名，但是却有三个内容。
The name is singular, but then it has three contents.
我们再看这一个哥林多后书十三章，那也有这样的话。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, we see.
那最后那一节，牧师常常用来祝福弟兄姊妹。
Many times pastors use these words as the benediction.
但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
May the grace of Jesus, the mercy of God, and the moving of the Holy Spirit be with you always.
我想这就是用神来祝福弟兄姊妹，对不对？
This is blessing us in the name of God.
有几位呢？是三个位，但是是一个神。
It's only one God, but three different persons.
所以我这么想，为了这个缘故，所以旧约圣经啊，神显现的时候是常常用三个使者向人显现。
My feeling is that this is why when God appears to man in the Old Testament, it's often in three different persons.
那并且天使敬拜神的时候，常是哪圣哉圣哉圣哉喊三次圣哉，没有两次也不是四次啊。
When angels worship God, they say holy, 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 three times.
这个是我的猜想。
This is my personal interpretation.
那无论如何，你就看见了这个三位一体的道理，新月旧月都包含在其中。
So you see, this three in one is in the Old Testament and in the New.
那这到底是怎么回事情呢？
What does this mean?
到什么叫做位格呢？
What do we mean when we say personhood?
这个名词很难解释了。
It's very difficult to explain.
所谓位格的意思就是一个有自知自觉能力的实体。
That is something that has self-awareness leading to self-determination.
是吧？这个主体啊，它有种能力自己知道自己。
This thing has to be able to be aware of oneself.
以后呢，根据自知的这一个真相呢，来做一个决定。
And because of the self-awareness, it makes decisions.
人是按照神造的，所以人也有人格，也有位格的。
And man is created in the image of God, so we possess the same attributes.
你看看，那个人慢慢长大之后，他的位格就产生作用了。
You see how as a person develops, he develops his character.
那我从我的儿子身上就看见这个位格的活动。
I can see this clearly in the life of my son.
啊，你相信？我想我们每一个做父母的都是盼儿子成龙，对不对？
Those of you who have sons all wish that they will become dragons.
我不喜欢他成龙。这高人一等的意思，成龙是魔鬼，不好。
Now I understand dragons is a symbol of the devil. So what we really mean is they should be higher position.
因此啊，就常常用别的孩子来勉励他。
So often we will encourage our sons by comparing to others.
你为什么不像张家妹妹那么会唱歌？
Why can't you sing like so and so in that family?
你为什么不像你家哥哥头脑那么聪明？
Why aren't you as diligent or as wise as that son?
他小的时候啊，他没有方法反抗我。
When he was still young, he cannot rebel.
慢慢大了以后，他开始反抗了。
But when he gets older, he will rebel.
爸爸，他姓张，他姓李，我姓焦。
His father, their last name is Lee and Wong. My last name is Chu.
他是他，我是我。
They are they, I am myself.
你不能要求我像他一样。
You cannot request that I be like them.
你看，他有自知之明呢。
So you see, he is self-aware.
哦，每一个人都是有一种本能，知道我之所以为我。
We all know this. I think, therefore, I am.
不是啊，外面的力量，他本能就有这个力量。
It comes from within.
因为他有这种能力呢，所以第二个能力，他就根据自知来采取一个决定。
And from self-awareness comes decisions.
没有两个人是完全一样的。
No two persons are exactly alike.
啊，所以我们常说，有的人人格很高，有的人人格很低。
So sometimes you say this person has a higher character, this has a lower character.
另外一个，所谓人格高的人，他觉得我这个人很尊贵。
A person who's been told that his character is high perhaps felt.
所以啊，这个威武不能屈，贫贱不能移。
So feels that he has certain principles that he has to uphold.
啊，就是我卧室以后，我也要做个大丈夫。
So even if I starve to death, I will not beg.
但是有的人说，哎呀，这个肚子很要紧啊。
But then there are others who feel that the stomach is everything.
我将来前途啊，应该啊是要好好的变通变通才有希望啊。
I need to be able to adapt myself to make a living.
做人何必那么样子啊？这个执着呢
？Why be so stringent on yourself?
谁做汉奸开始做了？
So I can be a traitor.
他这个把自己看得很低，所以才采取另外一种行动。
So you see, because of his low self-awareness or esteem, he may decide to do different things.
神是一个神
，God is one God.
但是里头有三个位格
，But we see three different personhoods.
那每一个都有他自知自觉的能力。
And each one of them have their own self-awareness and self-determination.
虽然如此，还是一个神。
But yet it is still only one God.
圣经里说，除我以外，你不可以有别的神。
And God says, other than me, there should be no other God.
认识你独一的真神。
Know your only God.
这是圣经呢一直强调。
This is the Bible's teaching.
那怎么能够三有一有三呢？
So how can we reconcile the one and three?
所以当人问到神你叫什么名字的时候
So when man asked God, what is your name?
神怎么说
What did God say?
说我的名字叫奇妙
The Lord said, my name is wonderful.
你难以了解的
Difficult to comprehend.
虽然难以了解，却不一定使我们找不到凭据来相信接受。
Even though it may be difficult to comprehend, there are plenty of evidence for us to believe.
我们都有数学的常识。
We all have mathematical knowledge.
一个无穷大加一个无穷大等于几个无穷大？
What is the sum of infinity plus infinity?
你说第两个无穷大，对不对
？You say twice infinity.
一个无穷大加一个无穷大还是等于一个无穷大。
But you know, infinity plus infinity is equal to infinity.
你说这个简直不合理嘛
？You say that's unreasonable.
但是是事实。
But this is the fact.
为什么这个你能够相信圣父、圣子、圣灵是无穷大，加起来还是有无穷大，你不能相信呢？
Why is it that you can believe that infinity plus infinity is equal to infinity, but not there's three gods?
我们感谢神，他这位奇妙的神，我们不能了解，但是他有一些方法让我们能够了解他。
Even though it's difficult for us to comprehend, our God is merciful and has given us plenty of evidence to believe in Him.
所以你看这里第一节希伯来书所说的。
So when we go back to Hebrews chapter 1, verse
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets. In these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son.
哎呀，这里有两次讲到神要晓谕人。
Here we see God speaking to man.
啊、我每一次读到这些圣经我都要敬拜神
Whenever I read this I bow down and worship God
你看神是多么愿意向人讲话
God is so willing to speak to us
为什么要跟人讲话呢
Why?
因为他愿意人能够了解他
He wants us to be able to understand
你爱谁你就愿意谁了解你
If you love someoneYour wish is for that person to understand.
所以两个人相爱的时候就要谈恋爱。
So when two people are in love, they speak about love.
我们中国人呢，就是说不是说掉在爱里，是谈恋爱，有的话讲了。
So you can speak to each other.
对吧？这么样的就把我的心思告诉你，你要把你的心思告诉我。
You communicate your thoughts to the other person and vice versa.
我们的神实在是奥妙无比。
Indeed, our God is incomprehensible.
超过人生的了解。
It's difficult for us to fathom.
这是当然的事实。
This is the truth.
连那个异教徒也认为造物主是应该这样。
Even people who do not believe in Christianity.
但是你看见其他的宗教，他们所拜的没有这样的愿意把它启示给人。
But the gods that others believe in is not so willing to reveal themselves.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他好像我们公司的老板一样。
Because they are like the bosses in our company.
我留两手才让你知道我的厉害。
I do not show you everything.
我要样样都告诉你啊，你爬到我头上来了。
If I teach you everything, then you will go ahead of
me. 哎呀，我是高高在上。
I am the most high.
深不可测。
You cannot fathom.
让你知道我的厉害。
So that you know where I am surpassing you.
这个神如果是神呢、啊、我说是不可亲的神没有爱心
If a God is like that then that is a God without love
但是这一位创造万有无限的神不是这样
But the God that we worship is not like this
这位独一的真神不是这样
This unique God is not
他在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖
He spoke to us in the past through the prophets in all kinds of ways
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们
And in these last days he spoke to us through his son
他愿意跟人讲话
He is willing to speak to us
我们读圣经就知道这一个圣经启示的神是一个愿意人知道他的神
Indeed when we read the Bible we understand that God wants us to understand
他造人的时候给人有良心的启示
When he created us, he gave us the conscience.
所以我们的良心告诉我们有一位造物主。
So within our hearts, we know there is a creator.
人因此是一个宗教的动物。
So man indeed is a religious creature.
他的大创造了大自然向我们说话，他是一位全能的神。
His creation speaks to us.Of his power.
所以当我们看见了美景的时候，我们就能了解诗篇上面的话语。
And we see, when we see the wonders of nature, we understand what the psalmist says.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
我们看见神愿意启示他，所以把圣经给我们。
Because God is willing to reveal himself, he gave us the Holy Scriptures.
让我们了解他的心思，他的意念。
So that we can understand his will and his way.
我们也感谢神，他借着耶稣基督那个生命，把他的真相显明出来。
We thank the Lord that through the life of Jesus, we can see the essence of God.
因此，我们看见神在旧约、新约总是不断的愿意把他自己启示给我们。
So we see how God continually revealing himself to us.In the Old and the New Testament.
所以你看见这些圣经告诉我们，神借着人启示他有两个不同的时期。
And we see it here then, God revealing himself through man in two different ages.
旧约的时候是用众先知，许多的先知。
In the past or in the Old Testament, it is through many prophets.
那在末世就是新约的时候呢，是指着一个就是他的儿子来启示我们。
And in the last days or in the New Testament, he has spoken to us by his son.
在旧约这众先知之外，还有多种的方法来启示他自己。
And in the Old Testament, the prophets were revealing God at different times.And in various ways.
在新约的时候啊，借助他儿子呢，一次就完全的启示了他自己。
But in the New Testament, his son is the perfect revelation.
为什么这样呢？
Why is it so?
这是因为神跟人之间的距离太大了。
Because there's a tremendous gulf between God and man.
神要把他启示给人，借助人呢，不是很方便。
It's very difficult for God to reveal himself to us.Through man.
因为人的了解很有限。
Because there's such a limitation to our comprehension.
我举个具体的例子。
Let me give you a practical
example. 比如说，李牧师决定这个六月30号我们波士顿教会要在Gordon Conwell举行夏令会。
Perhaps Reverend Lee has decided that we should have a summer conference.In Gordon Conwell, June 30th.
他要找一个人把这个消息要去告诉这个张太太。
He wanted someone to bring this news to Mrs. Chen.
但是一早找到李明哲弟兄了。
So he asked Brother 李明哲。
李明哲说，哎呀，你讲话太长，我记不得。
And Brother Lee says, oh, this instruction is too long.
我只记得6月30号。
I can only remember June 30th.
讲多了我就记不清楚了。
I don't remember the rest.
那么李牧师啊，就找第二个人了。
So Reverend Lee has to find someone else.
就找到李成弟兄了。
He found Brother Joseph Lee.
李弟兄说，我也只得记得两个字。
Brother Joseph said, I can only remember two things.
就是在 Gordon Conwell.
Gordon Conwell.
那么讲完以后啊，要找第三个人了。
And so Reverend Lee has to find another person.
要在那个地方什么地方这个请教牧师讲到。
The location, the program, the dates.
就要找第三个人要来讲了。
So we found the third person.
所以啊，就要用众先知来告诉张太太。
You see, this is various prophets communicating to Mrs. Chen.
真糟糕得很呢，这个张太太啊，这个常常忘记。
So then Mrs. Chen is very forgetful.
刚刚讲完了，忘记了。
Right after the message came, she forgot.
又来一次李明哲去了，李晨去了，又来一个人去了，这多次了。
So you see Brother Lee coming again and again.
但虽然记得，他不了解。
But even though she may remember, she
所以就多方了，这个方法那个方法再来一下。
So you see, the message has been communicated in various ways.
你看，传的人也有毛病听的人也有毛病。
So you see, the messenger has certain problems.And the audience
真是很不方便。
So it's really inconvenient.
因此在新约时代呢，就借着他儿子。
So in the last days, God sent his son.
这个儿子虽然在地，仍旧在天。
The son, although he is on earth, still is in heaven.
他是把他所见的、他所闻的、亲眼所见、亲眼所闻的来传递给我们。
And he communicated to us what he has seen, what he has heard.
他不但传递给我们，并且他还借着圣灵住在我们里面来启示我们。
He also reveals things to us through the inviting of the Holy Spirit.
是，那众先知的困难解决了，听的人那一个软弱也给他解决了。
So you see how he has solved the problem of the messenger and the problems of the audience.
因此你要看见为什么圣经里头一直是注重神要启示他的自己。
So you see the Bible emphasizes God's willingness to reveal himself.
并且强调只有耶稣的启示是一个最完美的，也是最后的，最彻底的。
And emphasizes that the revelation of Jesus is the perfect revelation.
这一位神实在是乐意我们一个人认识他。
Indeed, our Lord is so willing for us to know Him.
既然他启示，你晓得他主动的把这个问题要替我们解决。
So you see, He is actively trying to solve the problem for us.
我们看见所有的这个圣经都告诉我们，神来找人，不是我们人去找神。
All the scriptures teach us that it's God seeking man and not the other way around.
如果不是神来找我们，不启示我们，我们永远也不能了解。
If God did not seek us and reveal himself to us, we will never know him.
所以我常跟一些不信主的朋友讲，基督教与别的宗教不同的所在。
So very often when I speak to friends who is seeking truth about...
一看就看得出来是完全不同的。
I tell them it's very clear that Christianity is...
一般的宗教都是自下而上的去找他的神。
Other religions comes from the bottom, it's man seeking God.
所以是靠人去探讨他。
It depends on the ability of man to reach God.
圣经一直强调神来寻找人，他来启示他自己给人。
And yet in the scriptures, it's God reaching down to man.
是上而下的一个途径。
It's from top to bottom.
谈到这个问题呢，我就很喜欢用一个比方。
And whenever I discuss this topic, I like to use an example.
我相信我们中间可能有人听过。
Some of you might have heard this before.
大概年老了，总是喜欢重复哦。
Maybe it's a sign of aging that you'd like to repeat yourself.
那这个比方是我在中小学的时候这个发生的一件事。
This event took place when I was in primary school.
我小学是在南京念书。
I was in Nanjing.
小学毕业以后我就要考一个全南京最好的中学。
As I was graduating from the elementary school, we have to take this exam to get into the best high school.
那就是中央大学的实验中学。
It is actually a preparatory school for a very famous university.
因为我看见我的哥哥考进去之后，马上身价百倍。
I saw how my older brother, once he got in, immediately changed his whole outlook.
新衣服，新鞋子，一身新。
He got new clothes.New appearance.
更让我欢喜羡慕的就是每一个礼拜有零用钱。
The most envious part was that he got an allowance.
我就报名去投考。
So I also applied for the exam.
4000个小朋友报考，只取100个。
4000 students set for the exam, they will only take 100.
我记得一共考3天。
The exam took place for 3 days.
头一次考中文，中文。
First day is Chinese composition.
一出这个题目，我就非常害怕。
When I saw the topic, I was frightened.
什么题目呢？
What was it?
这烈日与暴日。光辉的日头与个惨暴的日头。
The topic was, write something about the bright sun and the cruel sun.
烈日与暴日，这什么东西啊？
It's hard to comprehend what it meant.
一个小学毕业就出这么难的题目。
Remember, this is for someone graduating from elementary school.
我就乱想一场了。
So I started to think whatever.
烈日就是抗日烈士，暴日是日本帝国主义。
I started writing different things on how we should be against the Japanese.
然后就写了一篇文章上去了。
I just wrote something up.
我也不知道写的对不对。
I didn't even know whether it was the right topic.
我想我的想象力还蛮丰富的。
At least I have a good imagination.
好了，又来一场考试。
Second exam，
考 IQ。
IQ
聪明不聪明
？See whether I was intelligent。
啊，马上你发出一张纸啊，上面很多图。
I got this piece of paper, many diagrams。
哇，这每一个图啊，啊都很复杂。
Very complicated。
那我就要画下来了。
I reproduce one of these for you。
啊，每一张纸上的很多这样的图。
Many diagrams like this。
他说，每一个图里头有很多条路。
So there are many different ways，
但是只有一条路是通的。
But only one could reach the end，
在几分钟之内看哪个小朋友走路走得多。
And you have time to see how many of these mazes you can solve。
啊，我一拿到之后，赶快从第一条路走上去。
So when I got it, I immediately tried to trace.
走了一点，死路一条。
It was a dead end。
啊，再穿第二条路，死路不通。
And then I try another one, and also.
哦，那手发抖啊。一条路没找到，时间到了。
I was so trembling, I could not find a way to the goal, and time is up.
哎，他跑下来垂头丧气。
I was very discouraged.
我的哥哥是监考的。
My older brother was a proctor of the exam.
弟弟找了几条路
？He said, younger brother, how many have you solved?
一条没找到。
I said, not even one.
每一个图上都有通路，你怎么一条找到？
And he was puzzled. Why can't you solve one of them?
我说不是死路不通的，死路不通就死路一条。
I said they all lead to dead ends.
他说你怎么找的
？And he said how did you try?
老老实实嘛就找上去了。
I said I just tried.
哎呀，你真笨啊，你真笨啊。
He said, oh, you're so foolish.
从上面下来就通了吗
？Start from the end and come back.
哇，一下就通了，一下就通了吗
？It's so much easier to start from the back.
说你怎么早告诉我呢？我也晓得这样考吧，你就晓得我有没有考取了啊？不好意思。
You know whether I made it or not.
但是，我后来觉得从这里得了很多的启示。
But I suddenly realized I received a lot of revelation.
人人都有良心的启示，有一位神。
We all have the revelation from our conscience that there is a God.
人有这个渴望，要知道这个神。
We have the thirst to know God.
甚至到危险的时候，他就本能的、迫切的让他去了解这个神。
And when there are signs of danger, we immediately reach out.
到底这神是谁呢
？But who is this God?
所以你看，很多人就凭着自己去找。
So you see, a lot of us try to depend on ourselves.
有没有结果呢
？But what is the result?
多少也走出一点路来，是不是？
Yes, you may progress a little bit,
但是没有走到。
But in the end, you cannot reach the goal.
所以很多人就凭着自己所走的一点点来设想这个事。
And so often we depend on our own comprehension to create our own God.
大概这个神是很厉害的吧。
Perhaps this God is unreasonable.
所以叫雷公雷婆。
You say this is the God of thunder.
这个神大概是要刑罚罪恶的吧。
Perhaps this God is just.
所以他阎王菩萨。
So became the king of hell.
这个菩萨大概很慈祥的吧。
And perhaps this is a very kind God.
所以那个弥勒佛又胖又笑。
So you see the Buddha that is fat and smiling.
那这个神大概是永远长存的，那个寿星翁。
Maybe God is everlasting, so you created a God of longevity.
都是有一点点的对。
You see, there are signs of truth in it.
走了一点路
because you have progressed.
到底怎么样？
他不知道。But in the end, you do not really know God.
所以这些人，他的神的观念是不完全的。
So the concept of God is incomplete.
因为不完全的，所以就没有把握。
Because it's incomplete, you do not have assurance.
因此，他们就喜欢说宗教都是一样的。
So you often end up saying, "Well, all religion is the same."
哇，什么？这好，大家糊里糊涂的，一样一样一样。
So since we are all not completely comprehensive,
但是只有真神，他说不一样，就信心。
So you see what God requires of us is faith.
对于你的这种善行、修养、修道，那是放在其次。
How you behave, your conduct is placed on a secondary level.
如果你没有神的启示，你想的话是乱七八糟，想入非非了，想错了。
If you do not depend on the revelation of God, then you can only depend on your own.
所以就会人造神，造出各式各样奇奇怪怪的神出来。
And you will create for yourselves different kinds of gods.
那既然没有把握，他当然就说一样一样一样。
Because you do not have assurance, you have to say all religion is the same.
但是神真神，他说除我以外，你不可以有神。
But our true God says, other than me, you should have no other God.
我们感谢主，把他的儿子赐给我们。
We thank the Lord for giving us His Son.
他借着他来向我们说话，把他自己启示出来。
He spoke to us through His Son to reveal Himself.
那么这个第二点，这一位神的儿子怎么样启示了神呢？
How does the Son reveal God?
在这个希伯来书这里所说的就是他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Here we see the Son is the radiance of God's glory.
他的荣耀很具体的让我们看见那种美，那种希望，那种温暖，那种能力。
From Jesus we can see the glory, the beauty, the warmth of God.
那到底这个荣耀是什么东西呢？
What is this glory?
这个罗马书约翰福音第一章第十四节稍微给我们有一个很简单的介绍。
We see a slight introduction to this in John chapter 1 verse 14.
我们一起来看一看约翰福音一章第十四节。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 14.
我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典也真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是主独生子的荣光。
你知道恩典和真理是好像很抽象的。
You see, grace and truth seems to be very abstract.
但是呢，在耶稣道成肉身的时候，却把这个抽象的东西显明在我面前。
But when Jesus became flesh, this abstract concept became real.
所以说，我们见过他荣耀的光辉。
So we see here, John said, we have seen his glory.
这个荣耀的光辉是什么呢？就是恩典和真理的光辉。
And that is the glory of grace and truth.
我很喜欢这个形容词。
I really like this description.
充充满满的恩典，充充满满的真理。
Full of grace and truth.
并且这恩典和真理能够结合在一起。
And grace is integrated with truth.
你知道这两样东西是矛盾的，不能并存的，在人说。
In most people's concept, these two cannot coexist.
什么叫恩典？
What is grace?
恩典就是不要讲真理。
Don't speak about truth.
是啊，你看夫妻吵架，一有恩典就不讲理了哈。
If there's grace, then you don't need to argue.
要把这个道理讲清楚，讲清楚啊，以后我再跟你和好。
Some may argue, you have to, let's find out the truth.
是，有恩典呢，就不能讲真理。
So when there's grace, you do not have to speak.
你要讲真理的话呢，就没有恩典。
But you insist on finding out the truth, there's no grace.
这就是人的困难。
That's the difficulty of man.
主不但是有充充满满的恩典，他还有充充满满的真理，并且两样都集中显明在他身上。
And yet our Father is full of grace and truth together.
在耶稣的一生里面，我们都看见这一个荣耀的光辉。
And in the life of Jesus, we see this glorious life.
我下面从三个角度来稍微解释一下。
Let me try to explain this from three different angles.
我们先来看耶稣降生的时候，怎么把他充充满满的恩典真理显明出来。
Now, how did Jesus show this through his birth?
那我们来看这个路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。我们从这个第十节练习，练到第十四节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 10 to 14.
路加福音二章十节到第十七节，我们一起来念。来
，Luke chapter 2 verse 10.
那天使对他们说：“
不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布。”卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
忽然
有一大队天兵从那天使站立，说在至高之处有教归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦。
这第一个圣诞夜晚上啊，这个天使的显现有三个主要的内容。
This is the first Christmas and the appearance of the angels.
第一个，天使向人报告说一个大喜信息。
Angels bring this news of great joy.
告诉那些人说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Today a Savior has been born to you in the city of David. He is Christ.
这个救主啊，临到人间了。
Savior has been born to man.
这人类啊，从此有了希望了，可以脱离苦海了。
There is now hope for mankind.
那么这个救主是谁呢？
And who is the Savior?
他不是一个普通的天使，也不是一个人。
He is not an angel. He is not just a man.
就是说，这个救主啊，是主，是神自己。
He is the Lord. He is God Himself.
是那位永远长存、无所不能、无所不知、无所不在的那一位。
It's everlasting, omnipresent God.
那么这一位救主又是谁呢？
Who is the Savior?
他又是一个人。
He is a man.
是一个基督，就是神所高的人。
He is Christ, the Anointed One.
啊，所以基督的意思就是神所高的那一位。
The meaning of Christ is the anointed one of God.
那为什么神要高这个人呢？
Why did God anoint this man?
通常啊，有三种人，神要吩咐用膏油来膏他。
There are three kinds of anointings.
啊，一个是先知、祭司和君王。
To anoint to be a prophet, a priest, or a king.
所以作为一个神，但是又是人，这个人怎么有极其尊贵的职分？
So he is God, but he is also man, a man with a very holy job.
啊，这样一个救主降生了。
This Savior came.
那天使立刻就讲到这样一个救主有一个记号。
And there is a sign for this Savior.
什么记号呢？
What is it?
说是一个婴孩，第二包着布，第三是卧在马槽里。
It is a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger.
你有没有发现这个记号跟上面大喜的信息好像不相吻合，对不对？
Perhaps you feel that this sign does not really compare well with this message.
这一位是神，是主，却成了婴孩。
This God, this Savior became a baby.
那这是人类的救主，但是来到地上只有一块布包在身上。
This is the Savior of man, and yet he is only wrapped in one piece of cloth.
他是祭司、先知、君王，但是在地上降生的时候是一个马槽来迎接他。
He is the prophet, priest, and king, and yet he came to this world lying in a manger.
我想，如果那一天我是牧羊人的话，我就很难相信了。
I feel that if I were one of those shepherds, I would find this hard to stomach.
啊，当我听见大喜的信息，我希望天使告诉我们记号是什么呢？
If I were there and the angels say, I bring you news of great joy.
你要看见一个三头六臂的巨人。
I would expect to see a giant with three heads and six arms.
闪闪发光的出现在圣殿的上空。
It will be shining forth light on top of the.
那就是记号了。
That is the sign.
是不是应该是这样吗？
Shouldn't this be so?
可是不是这样。
But it was not.
就是那个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里。
A baby wrapped in cloth lying in a manger.
更让我觉得不能了解的。
And this is really incomprehensible.
这样一个记号，就是天使在那里歌颂赞美的题目。
All the hosts of heavenly angels were singing praise to this.
说这样一个救主可以使至高之处荣耀归给神，地上平安归于他所喜悦的。
Such a savior can bring glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to man.
为什么？
Why?
在这里就看见充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Here you see the glorious light.That is filled with grace and truth.
他虽然有这么大的荣耀，他却能够谦卑、软弱、
贫穷到这样子迁就我们地上可怜的罪人。
Although he is filled with glory, he is willing to humble himself to come to us sinners.
恩典真理在他降生的时候就完全柔和在一起。
Just from the fact of his birth, we can see this integration of grace and truth.
如果天使告诉我的记号说三头六臂闪闪发光在圣殿上出现的救主。
If the angels told me that the Savior is this giant of a man shining with light appearing in a temple,
天使也会赞美。
I feel that the angels will also sing praise.
他怎么赞美呢？
But how would they praise?
至高之处，威严归于神。
Glory to God with respect.
地上占据发抖跪于世上一切的人
and on earth trembling in fear to men
害怕对吧
because we will indeed be fearful of this God
最大的荣耀天使知道他是哪一位却降卑到这个地方
but then although he is glorified he humbled himself
这样一个救主正是我们罪人所需要
and this is indeed the savior that we need
虽然是神他要降世为人拯救罪人他要按真理而行必须由人所生且生在律法之下
He is indeed God but then he was born as a man into law
请问你哪一个能够把神的荣耀发挥得更完全
Who else can indeed show us the glory of God
哪一个方式能够把神的恩典真理更柔和地集中表现在耶稣降生的时候
Is there any other way that will better show us the integration of grace
我们再看另外一个例子
Let's look into another example
我们看这个约翰福音第十三章
The Gospel of John chapter 13
约翰福音第十三章第一节练到第五节
Verse 1 to 5
约翰福音十三章第一节练到第五节我们再一起来练
Let us read together Gospel of John, chapter 13, the first five verses.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己即将恢复的时候到了。他既然爱是耶稣自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼将爱耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里。且知道自己是从神所来，又归到神那里去，就离席带起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束上腰，随后把水倒在桶里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所熟的手巾擦干。好，你看在这个地方，我们读圣经知道。这是一个很重要的主耶稣在地上路程的一个转变点。
Those of us who read the Bible and study it know that this is indeed a turning point in the scriptures.
他做一件事是根据他三个知道。
And here we see he did this because he knew three things.
第一，知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
First, Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave the world and go to the Father.
他要脱离这个肉身的捆绑。
He is going to leave the world.
第三节说，他知道神父已把万有交在他手里。
Verse 3 says Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power.
他得荣耀的时候到了。
It is time for him to receive his glory.
第三是知道从父出来，要归到神那里去。
Thirdly, he knew that he had come from God and is now returning.
回到了永恒里面与神合一的那个情况里头去的。
He's going to be reunited with God.
那么第四天的时候，他就做了一件事。
So he got up.
他做什么事呢
？And did something.
洗门徒的脚。
He washed the feet of his disciples.
啊，如果我们用另外一种手法，似乎是更正常一点。
Perhaps we say this is not a normal reaction.
知道自己这一下得荣耀的时候到了。
If we knew we are about to receive glory,
就神气洋洋的把鞋脱了，伸出脚来。
So we will become very arrogant, take off our shoes.
然后对犹大厉声的说
，And then we will point our feet to Judas.
你说什么鬼事？我都知道了。
I know what you're going to do.
然后对门徒说：“快跟我洗脚。”
He would say, "Disciples, come wash my feet."
一定是这样，对不对？
Isn't that more normal?
但是你看见他就离席站起来，脱了外衣，手巾锁上，洗门回家。
But then Jesus got up, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, and washed his disciples.
充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
This is full of grace and truth.
人找不到这样。
You cannot find this in man.
我想我们都有同样的经验。
We may have similar experience.
本来太太不做事，有一天太太跟丈夫一样做事。
In the past, perhaps the wife did not work, but now she can come out to work.
当太太也做工，丈夫也怕三分。
When the wife is working, then the husband begins to think twice.
所以从前不洗碗，现在乖乖洗碗。
In the past, you may not wash dishes.
从前不扫地，现在赶快扫地。
You may not sweep, but now you do these things.
为什么太太做工了，赚钱了？
Because now your wife is making money.
儿子有学问，父母也低头。儿子学问高了，父母都低头。
When our children receive more education, the parents become humble.
人一稍微有些东西啊，别的人就有一点点看见他的威风，有点害怕。
Other people react differently when others have more things.
世界上很多的事情，痛苦都是由这里来。
And many times bitterness arises in this world because we have more things.
我请大家读一段圣经。
Let us read another passage.
这个箴言书三十章二十一节。
The book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter.
箴言书三十章。二十一节，读到二十三节
，verse 21 to 23，
我们一起来念。
Let's read together。
使地震动的有三样，连地担当不起的共有四样，就是仆人作王，余万人吃饱，丑恶的女子出嫁，婢女借宿贫苦。世界上常常发生人为大地震。
So often we have man-made earthquakes.
按理说都是好事。
You would say these are all good things.
对于这个人本身都是好事，对不对
？These are good to all the people.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为啊，这一个仆人做王，无产阶级翻身。
A servant suddenly becoming a king.
啊，因此啊，就已经自由平等了。
Now the class system.
没有想他一升高啊，地球震动了。
But then when he is upraised,
哎呀，你看见大陆那一个情形，真是大地震啊
！Witness what is happening in China.
本来看见别人做王不对，我也来做王。
Because others did not do right, now I'll become king.
他一做王，大地担当不起。
But when they become king, the earth trembles.
多少的人头落地
，So many people were killed.
多少无辜的人死亡
，So many people passed away for no reason.
有很多。哦、丑恶的女子、啊、嫁不了还乖一点，嫁出去了不得了。
Ugly woman who can marry away.
我所说的丑恶不是面貌丑恶啊。
When I say ugly, I do not mean outward facial.
这是讲到生命的丑恶。
We're talking about the ugliness inside.
所以你、啊、嫁出去没有地震，你表明不丑恶的。
When you're married out, the earth does not quake, then you're not ugly.
别嫁出去啊，像天翻地覆、啊，丑恶的女子出嫁，你不应该出嫁。
But if you're indeed ugly inside, you should not marry.
还有呢？是什么呢？婢女接受祖母，这一切、啊、我们看见都是一种身高的表现。
When we see a maid servant who displaces her mistress, this also is raising a position. And it makes others tremble.
只有一位不同。
But only one is different.
耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus,
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
He is full of grace and truth.
甚至复读甚至。
Indeed, he is the glorious light.
在他的身上，我们看见尊贵和谦卑结合在一起。
We see the glory and humbleness integrated together.
荣耀跟温柔结合在一起。
Glory and gentleness.
所有的那些美都集中的。表现在他身上。
He is the focus of all beautiful things.
再看主耶稣的死在十字架上。
And if you witness his death on the cross.
我们都知道主耶稣是被人鞭打了，带上荆棘的冠冕，把他高举在十字架上。
You know that he has been flogged, he's been placed on his head a crown of thorns and then raised high on the cross.
并且人在下面怒目的责骂他，还为他的礼衣来练就。
They were rebuking him, scolding him, and fighting over his inner garments.
他降生的时候，虽然他是神，但是人给他一个马槽。
When he was born, even though he was God,
到离开世界的时候，马槽不给他，把他举起来，除掉他，除掉他。
But when he died, they didn't even give him a manger. They wanted to do away with him.
当他降生的时候，人给他是一块布；当他十字架上头，把那个礼衣都把他分掉了。
When he was born, at least he has a piece of cloth. When he died, they even fought over his inner.
他来要做救主，他在十字架上，人说：“你救了别人，你不能救自己。你若是神的儿子，你救自己吧。”
He came to be our savior, but when he was on the cross, people said, "If you are the savior, save yourself."
似乎是救主子的救主，却不能救自己。
Is he really a savior? Can he save himself?
你是基督，我给你戴上荆棘冠冕。你是什么基督？
You are Christ, okay, I'll give you a crown of thorns.
弟兄姊妹，他是不是基督？
Brothers and sisters, is he Christ?
是不是神的儿子？
Is he the Son of God?
看他从死里复活，也大能显明他是神的儿子。
From the resurrection, from death, we can see with power that he is indeed the Son of God.
他能够救自己，为了救别人，却不救自己。
He can save himself, but in order to save us,
他的确是基督，真是基督，愿意为人戴上荆棘的冠冕。
He is indeed the Christ, but he's willing to wear the crown.
哦，我看见匆匆忙忙的，有恩典，有真理，集中表明在耶稣的身上。
So indeed, we see the integration of grace and truth.
难怪的，耶稣降生的时候，天使说：“至高至处，荣耀归个神，地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。”
No wonder the angel sang, "Glory to God on high, and peace on earth to men."
看见他的荣光，正是父独生子。
We have seen his glory.The glorious light of the Father.
好好，让我们大家一起来唱这个诗，好
吗？ Let's sing this again.
我们一同来唱，来赞美这位荣耀。
We want to sing and praise our wonderful Savior.
Thank you.
这一位神的儿子跟神关系第三点。
This son of God, this relation with the God, with God, the third point.
他是神本体的真相。
He is the essence, the representation of his being.
我们感谢神，这位看不见、摸不到的神，现在给我们亲眼看见、亲耳听见、亲手摸过来。
We praise the Lord that this once invisible God.Now we have seen, we have touched.
这一位神的儿子把我们带到那个宇宙后面的那个永恒里去。
The Son of God has brought us into the stage behind the universe.
我们看见在那天堂里、那勇士里那种美丽、永美的景象。
We have now witnessed the beautiful scene in eternity.
我最近啊，读到启示录。
Recently, I've started reading Revelations again.
最后的永恒里面的那一种景象摆在我们的面前
Showed us what's happening in the glorious realm.
心里面真的感谢敬拜主
And I bow down before God and worship.
我发现启示录啊有一个特点
I discovered that there's a unique point in Revelation.
这本书里面有一个字特别多
There's one word that appears the most.
就是羔羊
the lamb.
一共出现24次至少
It appeared over 24 times.
我发现天堂里面、永恒里面东西啊，好像都有这个名字是羔羊
Seemingly in heaven, in eternity, it all has to do with the lamb.
不像说教会就是基督的心腹，但说是叫羔羊的妻。
The church is the bride of Christ or the bride of the Lamb.
那么、这个、我们与被主提到天上，在那个新婚的筵席叫什么筵席呢？叫做羔羊的筵席。
We asked to attend the feast of the Lamb.
那么这个神的圣殿、神的圣城叫做羔羊的城、羔羊的殿。
And the holy city, the holy temple of God, is known as the holy city of the Lamb.
在天堂里头不用日光，不用什么光，要用一个灯，叫做羔羊的灯。
We do not need the sun or the moon there because there's the lamp of the Lamb.
我们大家来唱歌，唱什么？唱羔羊的歌。
And when we are around together, we sing the song of the Lamb.
甚至神发怒啊，这个主发怒，叫做羔羊的愤怒。
We were even told that this is the wrath of the Lamb.
那么这个宝座叫做羔羊的宝座。
It is the throne of the Lamb.
哎呀，好像天堂里面的招牌就是羔羊牌。
So you see the logo in heaven is the Lamb.
所有都是羔羊，羔羊，羔羊，羔羊，羔羊。
Everything to do with the Lamb.
哎呀，我就想为什么原因就是羔羊呢
？So I thought to myself, why should this be so?
哎呀，发现恩典有一个东西来调和它。就是啊，真理有一个东西啊，就是羔羊是恩典。
I suddenly discovered that indeed this is truth mediated by grace.
这就是天上的荣耀。
And this is the glory celebrated in heaven.
谁能够上天堂呢
？Who can enter the heaven?
谁能够在那个荣耀里头有份呢
？Who can have a part in this glory?
生命册上有记名的人。
Those whose name were recorded in the book of life.
这个生命册叫什么册
What is this book of life?
叫做羔羊的生命册
It is the book of life of the Lamb.
生命册上的人啊，都有羔羊性，都有羊性
Because we all have the nature of the Lamb.
跟他的主是一样的
We are like our Lord.
所以像那个狮子性啊，进不去的
So if you have the nature of a lion,
豺狼性更进不去的
especially if you have the nature of a coyote.
都是像羔羊一样。
You have to be like the lamb.
因为它里面有羔羊的生命。
Because we have the life of the lamb.
在这里你就看见圣经启示那种完美的图画，多么感动。
And we are so moved by the revelation of the scripture.
哦，我们的主，他越崇高，他的恩典越大。
The higher our God is, the more His grace.
他的真理越执着，他的这个爱心就越能大。
How demanding His truth, His love is greater.
这个慈爱完美的神摆在我们面前。
And we have placed this beautiful and complete God.
这就是天堂有永远福乐的根本。
This is the reason why we have joy in heaven.
真相摆在我们面前。
true essence of God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见这个照相？
Brothers and sisters, have you seen this picture?
大概我在这个十几年前在波士顿教会的时候，
Almost some decades ago, while I was still here,
有一次聚会我很受感动。
I was deeply touched by one meeting.
那么我们请啊，我们波士顿的一个长者张立森先生来讲道。
We invited one of the elderly Professor Chang to preach.
我很佩服他。
I really admire this person.
第一，他的学问很大。
He is highly educated.
第二，他这个人品格很高。
He has very high personal character.
啊，他说他年轻的时候，人家叫他张圣人。
When he was young, people called him the holy man.
那他二十六岁就做大学教授。
When he was 26 years old, he became a professor in college.
他的爸爸啊，写信给他年轻的时候怎么写呢？
He mentioned to us how when he was young, his father would write to us in this way.
儿啊，你要少读书，多用钱。
My son, study less, use more money.
你晓得真是个圣人啊。
So we know how he lived.
我不知道你爸爸跟你怎么写啊。
Your father writes to you.
第三，他有非常深刻的宗教信仰。
He is deeply religious.
对佛教非常的相信。
He has a deep understanding of Buddhism.
在佛教界，他已经到了罗汉转世那样高的境界。
He has a black belt.
连印度都要请他去讲佛学。
Even those from India would invite him to speak about Buddhism.
但是有一天，他在印度尼西亚那个地方听见福音，他悔改信主。
But then he heard the gospel and he repented and believed in the Lord.
他说：“我一信主，我的心里头真是喜。”
He said, "When I believed in the Lord,indeed, joy filled my heart."
一个很小的礼拜堂。
It was a small church.
啊，是。他说，每一次做礼拜，我都是很早到，并且坐在前头。
He said, "Every time I try to arrive early, and I sit in the front."
我一面听一面记笔记。
And as I listen to the sermons, I will take notes.
一面记笔记，一边眼中流泪。
And as I was taking notes, tears would come from my eyes.
他后来很快的。就奉献自己来到 Gordon Conwell 来读神学。
And he dedicated himself. He came to Gordon Conwell to study theology.
他说，当他申请的时候，这个学校说我们不敢来教你哦。
When he applied, the school said, "How can we accept a student like you?"
你自己来研究吧。
You can come and do research.
他说，我第一次做报告就写一个报告，26个 pages。
So my first report was 26 pages.
很快拿到神学博士。
And he received his doctorate in theology very shortly.
那么那次讲到完了以后，有问题解答。
After that sermon, there were question and answer.
我就提一个问题。
I raised the question.
我说张教授。
I said, Professor Chan.
你是个圣人。
You are a holy man.
你是一个有很深宗教信仰。
You are deeply religious.
你为什么听到会眼中流泪？
Why is it that when you listen to the sermon, tears will come to your eyes?
你为什么能够接受你是个罪人，你需要耶稣来拯救？
How can you accept the fact that you are a sinner and you need the salvation of Jesus?
我这个问题很尖锐吧？
Perhaps this is a sharp question.
他说，如果我要跟人比的话，没很少有人比得过。
He said, "If I compare myself with man, few can compare with me."
如果我跟耶稣一比
，But when I compare myself to Jesus,
看见他荣耀的光辉。
When I saw His glorious light,
在荣耀的光里面，我看见我自己里面的灰尘、我的黑暗、我的污点清清楚楚。
I see all my blemishes, all the darkness in me under His light.
我从前以为是得着了。
I thought I had received everything.
但是我所追求的是水中的月亮。
But what I am seeking for is the mirage.
一点不实际，我捞了半天，我是空的，是一种幻想。
After working so hard, all I received was emptiness.
唯有看见耶稣基督的时候，我才知道神是怎样一位可爱可敬的神。
But when I see Jesus, I understand what God is really like.
这样一个神爱我，这样一个神愿意我知道他，我不能。
But when I find out that this kind of God loves me, willing to reveal Himself to me, I cannot help but be moved.
好，那怎么样？
He indeed received
me. 他从耶稣身上看见神的形象。
He has seen the essence of God through Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这样一位主，是不是同样的吸引你、感动？
Brothers and sisters, is this same Lord attracting you?
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他把神的一种真正的那个奥秘已经向我们启示。
He can reveal to us the mysteries of God.
他是神最后的启示，最大的启示。
He is the last and greatest revelation of God.
他是神荣耀的光辉。
He is the glorious radiance.
他是神本体的真相。
And he is the essence of God.
所以你在这个地方，你就知道，你没有耶稣，你永远对于神没有方法真正的了解。
So you see, without Jesus, you cannot truly know God.
你有了耶稣，这问题就清楚了。
But if you have Jesus, then you will have an answer to this question.
你也知道一件事，为什么圣经里说，为罪。神所定的罪，是因为他们不信耶稣。
Then you will understand why God has condemned men because of their unbelief.
任何的罪，神都可以赦免。
God can forgive all sins.
唯有不信耶稣的罪，不得赦。
But the sin of unbelief in Christ.
因为你把神的最奇妙的作为、最爱的一个行动，你拒绝了。
Because you have rejected the final culmination of His love.
我盼望我们在这一次夏令会里头，每一个人对神这个大礼物，神爱世人，甚至将来独生子赐给他们，拒绝掉。
It's my wish that in this summer conference, none of us will refuse this greatest gift from God.
王彼得
，Let us pray.
在我祷告之前，我想问一问，我们中间有没有人从前没有信主，或者旧恩不清楚？今天愿意接受这位主做你的救主，请你举起你的手向他表示一下。
Before I pray, I would like to know if there are any among us.
你放下去。还有吗
？Who has not believed in Christ until today? You moved. You want to accept Him, or you did not understand the gospel until today?
有没有
？Want to accept Him?
感谢主。
Raise your hand today.
还有吗？感谢主，放下去。还有吗？感谢主，放下去。还有吗？他是神的启示。
He is the revelation of God.
他是神荣耀的光。
He is the glorious radiance of God.
他是神的真相。
He is the essence of God's purity.
显明在你的面前。
He is right before you.
你愿意接受他？
Do you want to accept him?
如果你愿意的话，请你举手向他表示一下好吗？
If you're willing, please raise your hand to express your desire to him.
啊，已经举手就下去了。还有吗？好，没有一分。
Let's pray.
神啊，我感谢，不是我们爱你，乃是你先爱我。我感谢你，你知道我们一生活在黑暗中，活在罪恶，我们就是怎样挣扎，我们都不能从黑暗罪恶里挣扎出来。感谢赞美你，你从高天。用大的慈爱领导我们，你爱我们，甚至将你的独生子赐给我们，借着他让我们听见你向我们说爱的话语，借着他你向我们说你愿意我们认识你，借着他让我们知道你愿意把我们从卑微、从罪恶的祸患里拯救出来。哦，主啊，我只有在你面前俯伏敬拜。今天我们这里在一同看见你的荣光，我们向你说，我们愿意爱你，我们愿意在你的面前来服侍你。主啊，求你这个聚会得着我们每一个人的心。刚刚有几位弟兄姊妹，他们举手愿意
来接受主耶稣基督做他们的救主，求天父的救恩领导他们，也保守他们，求你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。